This is an oddball thing. I think this is an oddball thing. Hi, Mike. Fire. I won't find your middle name. Mike Beyer, a.k.a. at iSocialCop, which apparently you have to have some kind of imbalance here, some chaotic pointers here. The account on Twitter seems to be broken here somehow. I really wondered what happened. The most recent tweet, which is not very far, ago, is April 28th, 2020, which references your account. And it's from the Law Enforcement Social, which is at LED, I can't read it with my glasses, without my glasses, Social. Join us today live on Facebook from 1 to 3 p.m. for free virtual training from Anne at Cameron Holton and at iSocialCop, which when the person posted this, that was a valid account because it wouldn't look like that. As you know, Twitter is considered a graffiti wall. You can post anything you want, any text, any order, anything you want, and it will post it. Your account doesn't exist anymore. You try to use it, it says this account doesn't exist. For you to be removed from Twitter forcefully, or removed because of anything. Do you have an official statement of why you have no longer a Twitter account, please? The fact that it's most recent of times, it's kind of weird. It's kind of one more thing to add to the function of this disorder. That I'm blocked on HIV.gov, Twitter account. I'm blocked on HIV, the CDC director. I'm blocked on the San Bernardino Police Department's interface and several other places. They use block. And I bet you were reprimanded somehow and you lost your fucking account. You're conducting a fraud or something. I don't know why you have no account, sir. iSocialCop no longer exists. So you are an iSocialCop, but with that expertise. Well, then you know, and I know, all the laws and governing all of this, and y'all government agencies are actually violating, to a point of punitive function, my social media presence on all of your sites. You are absolutely outrageous, sir. Absolutely outrageous to have then come to the presentation from Facebook, which you are carrying on a messenger that is a fraud. In fact, that it's not taking and reading all the content that I sent. What gives you the right to not receive a citizen in his full, complete expression? You're violating my Article 19, Universal Declaration of the Rights from the United Nations. Anything else than that? I just know you're violating my rights, sir. At every stage of this, I don't care. Fix it, sir. I have the right to have a life free of gang stalking, and I can't get it through to you guys. They are on the web. The haters are on the web. And it's their legal offense, not mine. And I have something to send to you. A link that establishes the U.S. code that is being violated by you all in this force of conspiracy. I think I can prove it. Should I file a case or should we just rectify this and move to the center point where we can agree there is a problem, a huge factor problem, not a minor one, but a huge one that needs to be addressed. We can't ignore this any longer. Thank you.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.